You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to a brand new week. Yes, we've started off with another Monday. It seems to happen, doesn't it? Anyway, lovely to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smooth as place on your radio dial, as always. Time just after 7. We're going to be entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Starting off with a birthday today, and we're going to go back to the year. This is 1841, birthday on the 15th of January. Yep, halfway through the month. Frederick Arthur Stanley was born on this day, 1841, a Conservative Party politician in the United Kingdom who served as the 6th Governor-General of Canada. And this was from 1888 to 1893. Now, an avid sportsman, he built Stanley House Stables and is most famous representing the Stanley Cup. This is the ice hockey club trophy, and Stanley was apparently, he was a also a Freemason.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
sense and it's filling up my senses. And the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the heaven. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in you. Let's get in this hood. Don't go. Don't even now. While the sun smiles, stick around like a while, yeah. And I'm lying warm on the soft sandy beaches, and my toes are submerged in the water, and it feels good. The children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that we loved and loved. It feels so fine. Don't go. Don't even now. While the sun smiles, stick around like a while, yeah. There's white horses and they're coming at me at a pace now, and there's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face, and sun is sparkling on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me the look is on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me the look is on its way. Don't go, don't leave now. While the sun smiles, stick around.
Tell you what, it is a Monday morning. Try making it as easy as possible for me to shoo my way in to a brand new week. Two tracks with the same name. We started off with Orchestral Movers in the Dark and Don't Go, and that one, well, that was Hot House Flowers with the same title song, Don't Go. Yeah, it's not too complicated. Even I could manage that. That's saying something. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you just joined us, it's 11 minutes after the hour of 7. It is a Monday, that means we play music going right through until 10 this morning. Checking in with Ingrid and Yasmin of Burkhorst.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, if the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons.
There we go. There's a nice summer song for you. Terry Jackson, Seasons in the Sun. I'll be checking in, telling you what we did over the weekend. Had quite a busy weekend this weekend, which was all rather nice. So we'll chat about that. Also, we're taking a rummage around and seeing what we can find, if there's any nice stories for you that we can find in the news. We can always be optimistic, can't we? Really? Come on now. Let's be optimistic. It's a Monday. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So it is time to do this. Yes, get you all spruced up, smelling nice and clean for starting off a brand new week. What do we got for you? Oh, a little bit of locomotion. Are you ready?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
There we go. Yes, doing a locomotion with Grand Funk Railroad this morning. And that's got you all cleaned up fairly quick. We're coming up for 18 after 7. That's it, out of the shower you get, and make your way off for a beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. It's a little bit hazy out there, but the sun's making its way up. I hope you all had a brilliant weekend, all relaxed now, ready for a full week. We don't do those too often these days, do we? 4 weeks' work. Jack Savarotti, together with Nile Rodgers on this one. Who's hurting who?
When you come after me and I go after you, when both of us are doing what we want to do, we both lie to each other, don't care much for the truth. But tell me something, tell me something. Who's hurting who? Just cut straight through. You tell me who I am, I tell you what to do. Both of us are victims of each other's contradictions. When our instincts meet, we can't break through. Who's hurting?
Well, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou with us, bright and breezy on this Monday morning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Would hide, count the stars in the sky.
There we go, bring back the time, N-K-O-T-B. Yes, indeed, New Kids on the Block there. And Salt and Pepper joining them, Rick Ashley and En Vogue as well. And if you're Andy DJ, well, we all want to bring back the time, I tell you. And now, N-K-O-T-B, New Kids on the Block. And I tell you what, if you think this idea of instead of saying the whole thing, like New Kids on the Block, you say NKTOB. This isn't something new. Here is MFSB with TSOP. There we go, yes, that is TSOP by MFSB. That was a 1974 hit recording by MFSB. By the way, that means mother, father, sister, and brother. Those featured vocals there, that's 3 degrees, natural fact. And TSOP, the sound of Philadelphia. And that was a classic example of the Philadelphia soul genre, written by Gamble and Huff. Sounds like they should be making soap powder, shouldn't it? It was the theme for the American musical television program, and that was called Soul Train. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just 15 seconds after 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a quick break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Jerry D.
Okay.
there we go again. Yes, that is Redbone, an American rock band. They were formed in Los Angeles in California. That was back in 1969 by brothers Pat and Lolly Vegas. All members during their commercial peak and success were of Mexican-American and Native American heritage, which was heavily reflected in their songs, stage costumes and album art as well. Now, they reached the top five on a US Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1974 with the song that we just played, Come and Get Your Love. And the single went certified gold. That sold over a million copies and also made Redbone the first Native American band to reach the top five on the US Billboard Hot 100 as well. And do you remember the other one? Witch Queen of New Orleans? That was another great track as well. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we will be checking in around about, 40 minutes or so with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. Also with Yasmin, find out what she's been doing over the weekend and tell us a bit about what I was doing over the weekend as well. It's quite a busy little weekend this weekend. It's always rather nice when you're busy, isn't it? There's a classic oldie from Al Wilson. How many of you guys have done this in school? Show and tell.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you. Girl, so show me and tell me anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Yes, indeed, Al Wilson and Show and Tell. 10 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock, and taking my little rummage to see who had birthdays on today's date, which just happens to be the 15th of January, which is a bit scary. It means half of January is gone. But don't worry, We've got Carnival to look forward to in February. Right, born on this day of the year was 1870, Pierre S. DuPont. Now, he was president of the E.I. DuPont and Nemours and Company from 1915 to 1919 and served on its board of directors until 1940. He also managed General Motors for some time, and he and his cousin Francis Gurney DuPont developed the first American smokeless gunpowder in 1892. This was at the Carneys Point plant in New Jersey. So yeah, DuPont. I'm not sure, were they the ones who also did nylons? I can't remember. Sort of invented nylons? Oh, perhaps not.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Me better. crying on the phone. Somebody picking up the body of somebody they were getting to know. Maybe we're lacking in desire. Maybe it's just our heart. The boy with the pride and the gun in his hand is still looking for somebody to love.
And this is the 1975 and Looking for Somebody to Love. And before that, it was Flowers, given by Miley Cyrus. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are about, we're just coming up for 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. And good morning, a very good morning to Paul Dixon. Paul over there in South London in the United Kingdom. Good morning, Paul, not me. Good morning to you. And I mentioned when we were talking about DuPont's birthday today that I thought nylon was made also by DuPont. And Paul sent me in this. Is Wallace Hume Carruthers. What a wonderful name, isn't it? Oh, hello, Hume Carruthers here, old chap. He was an American chemist, inventor, and the leader of organic chemistry at DuPont, who was credited with the invention of nylon. What did women wear before that? That's what I want to know.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
There he goes off into the distance, Charlie Rich there, and the most beautiful girl. Time on this morning's Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVE. That's WAVED.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's so great to be with you on this Monday morning. It is Monday. It is the 17th of January. If you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. The time, we're just a few seconds away, about 20 seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, probably in around about 10 minutes' time, and also chatting this morning with Yasmin and see how her weekend went, and perhaps we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Talking of people in the world of music. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if after all these years to go over, they say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from me.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Beautiful, You Make Me Feel Brand New, 1974 single by the Philadelphia soul group The Stylistics, an R&B ballad. The song was written by Thom Bell together with Linda Creed. And a little bit of background, The Stylistics tenor Adion Love starts out the song and then alternates there with Russell Tompkins Jr. The song in a longer 5-minute version, well, that's the one we just played, there's no short changing on this program, had first appeared as a track for the Stylistics' 1973 album, which was called Rockin' Roll Baby, though that version was not released as a single. that we've got the album. You Made Me Feel Brand New is the fifth track, though, from the 74 album that's put it all together and was released as a single and reached number 2 on the US Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks. It was barred from that number 1 spot by this. That's the one that kept You Made Me Feel Brand New off of the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. And that is Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. And Billy, don't be a hero. Well, I think it's about that time on this morning's program. Let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? See what's happening in the world of, well, our everyday story of country folk.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Monday morning. What a beautiful day. What a weekend we've had. We had quite a bit of rain up here, soaked the ground pretty good. I hope you got some of it down there. Sure is refreshing. Dropped the temperature down, well, to a whopping 71 degrees. Wow, it's like having AC all day. Well, until the sun comes out and it heats it up. It's been a beautiful weekend. Cook and I got a lot of gardening done, had to clean out some of the Baronera and just get things kind of put in the way we want to see it. The gardener maintains it, but we got to kind of chop, chop, never stop till we get it way we want it. So it's looking pretty good. We got a lot of stuff, though, to clean up, though. Lots of plants that got chopped and have to be carried away. So we have to get the gardener to come over and get some of that and haul that away. I don't want to burn it because that's not cool, and I want to put it in a place where it can be mulched. Chelsea, you better stop playing with your food. She's not supposed to be eating, not playing. So let me see. Yeah, there she goes. She's eating all her good food. Everybody's eating their food. Hey, she became a big girl last night, put on the big girl panties. Yes, she did. She stayed out all night, just like a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know those terrible twos, what they say about dogs? Well, they call them the Tyrannosaurus Rex twos. Yeah, not terrible. Tyrannosaurus Rex twos, and that's about what we have. She don't come when you call her when she's chasing the pooty tats. She does not want to be interrupted. But she's looking pretty good. Are you a good girl, Chelsea? Yes. Yes, you spent the night outside, you poor thing. Good thing we have places for her to curl up, cuddle up, doghouse, and things like that. So, I'm hoping you guys have a good start of this week so far. It's starting out very nice with the fresh air and the breeze coming through. I have a client coming over at 9 this morning, so I got some work planned. It's a good day. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid. One tent in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. Sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there, and she sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. Stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, and we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand, and the boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a deep.
There we go again. Two beautiful summer songs. We started off with Eric Gadd and Summer Is Here. Don't we know it? I think it's been here for a long time, hasn't it? And Bobby Goldsboro there and Summer the first time. Bobby Goldsboro, great voice. Now, let's see. What's the time? 20 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock. Let's say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How are we today?
Happy Monday. Very good.
It is Monday, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I just sort of look, when I look at the calendar, we're halfway through January.
Mm-hmm.
Soon be Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Well, then, anyway, the stuff will soon be in the shops for Christmas, won't it? How was your weekend?
Good. At home. At home. Working.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how's Ian doing?
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got his second snow.
Oh, we got his second snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he'll soon want to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, good. Good to hear he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm saying, I had an interesting weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I went to, because the new Frank's restaurant is opening soon. They moved it from Costa del Este to El Barrio. Mm-hmm. And in our little dice group, went to do a recon on Saturday lunchtime. They've done very nice. Very similar cause to the original one, but perhaps a little bit more upmarket. Mm. They probably won't let me in. but, yeah, no, they've worked hard on it. So we wish them luck. Then in the evening, we went for dinner with friends, and we went to a cigar bar. Mm-hmm. Very nice, private club. Mm-hmm. And very enjoyable evening there. So I had a very nice cigar, too. Mm-hmm. Do you smoke cigars?
No.
No, okay, just checking. But, yeah, very enjoyable evening with Chris, and I have to say this very quietly because we got one, Alexa. Mm-hmm. Yes, so good morning to them, and very enjoyable evening. And then yesterday we had lunch at Salotto Italiano, and that's over there. It's behind, sort of behind Ray in that area, but they have a lot of sort of, every week they have live music, they have some, plenty of jazz, they like jazz.
Oh,
so we went there, and it just so happened that the guys from the jazz festival, they were doing, being taken out on a sort of like a sightseeing tour, and they came in there for lunch.
Oh, wow.
So they're all there, all sitting, all these famous people, all sitting along.
Wow.
And I was introduced to Guy Barker, which was really quite an honour. I didn't put, I'm not one of these people that hangs around and keeps talking. I just went because I saw... Billy Cobham, who we were chatting to last week, and went to say hello to him. Sitting next to him was Guy Barker. He introduced me to him. Wow, I mean, gosh, just on that one table, I mean, it must be the top of the world of jazz.
And what about a photo?
You know, it's funny. I don't do things like that.
Mm.
It's strange because you know they were there. They were having their lunch, and I wasn't going to go over and take photos. I don't know. I'm just a bit funny like that.
It could be a very good... do you remember that photo with Helen? It was very famous. I guess it was an award, something.
Oh, yeah?
With a lot of actors on her back. Helen, what is her last name? Helen DeGeneres?
DeGeneres.
Yeah, she got a selfie with a lot of actors, famous actors on her back. And that was very, very good photo. Yeah. It was a viral photo.
I'm a bit just sort of funny like that because they're there, they're having their lunch, and you know, I just don't like going up, and I wanted to say hello to Billy because I knew him, he was on the program. And say, sitting next to him, Guy Barker, this guy is, I mean, incredible. And the people he's got, these people have played with, and I was looking at some of the people that Guy Barker has played with, and I mean, look at this list. You know, Omid to Coleman, Gary, Georgie Fame, James Carter. He said Frank Sinatra. You know, Natalie Martin, ABC, the Haircut 100, Erasure, Chris Botti, Wham. Can't you, you know, gosh, in the presence of fame. So no, we just sat there and kept quiet because I'm just a bit funny like that. That they were there, they've been doing their sightseeing too, and they come to a restaurant for just leave them alone. So that was it. I'm a bit shy, you know.
I know.
There we go. Anyway, I know you sort of sent a little message to
Ana Larissa,
about whether it's possible to get Guy Barker in one morning. That would be quite something. So much to talk about. Good grief.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I was starstruck. And I wasn't looking in the mirror. Are you joking? Not like that. So, yeah, no, that was really quite something. And a big thanks to Antonio and Elisabetta there at Salotto Italiano. For having us there yesterday. So pretty nice. So let me see what else is there. Well, that was it. I was worn out after that. I was really tired last night, I must admit. Really sort of tired. I sort of got the stuff ready for this morning's program, and said to the good lady, I think I'm going to have an early night. And I did. So there we are. Exciting life, really, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the beautiful things, you know, about what we do, is we get to meet some amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex, Andreas. Well, Alex. I'm only joking. Right. One of the things, yeah, because talking about the Jazz Festival, because it all kicks off today,
mm-hmm.
and I got here at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the Fundación Danilo Pérez, it's a concierto, it's at La Plaza en la Ciudad del Saber,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Fundación Danilo Pérez Ensemble, and sponsored there by Fundación Danilo Pérez. So that's in the plaza in the Ciudad del Saber, so if you're over there, in a city of knowledge, the plaza is right next to Valley Motors, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that'll be great. That's at 1 o'clock today, all right, at the plaza in the Ciudad del Saber. So if you're over in that area, or even if you're not, it's worth going over there. Do go along and check it out. It's going to be great. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it's Billy Cobham, Spectrum 50.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a concert. This is at the Ateneo Theatre in the Ciudad del Saber, and that's Billy Cobham, who of course was born in Panama. We spoke to him last week, but lived most of his life in the USA. With Spectrum 50. I was making it a bigger group. Spectrum 50, the USA. So that's to lunchtime, mm-hmm. and tonight. So do go along.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all free today, isn't it? It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do go along to that. So it all kicks off today, goes right through the rest of the week, and we'll keep you up to date with what is happening,
mm-hmm.
won't we?
Yes, and what about the tickets we're going
to
give away?
We've got two tickets to give away, haven't we? Yes, mm-hmm. and that's for tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, what's tomorrow night? This is Tammy Lopez and Son del Canal. This is Calisto Oviedo and Afro-Cuban Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is again at the Ateneo Theatre, the Ciudad del Saber, and the Fundación Danilo Pérez Ensemble also, Tani Lopez from Cuba, and Calixto Oviedo from Cuba as well. Now that's tomorrow. We've got two tickets to give away for that. So I think what we'll do is ask a relatively simple question.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, let's tell you what we want you to do. We want you to phone 223-5162. Just check the phone line, yes. Is it working?
Yes.
So long.
Oh, yes, it's working.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. And the first person to give us a call on that number will get two tickets for the event tomorrow night. We haven't given the question yet. We have a question. So tell them to hang on a minute. we got a question to do. I wonder if they know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We got a question, and to get these two tickets, and then do what that person was doing. Call 223-5162. The question is this: for those two free tickets tomorrow night at the Ateneo Theatre, the Jazz Festival this year is honouring one particular person. Okay, who is that person? The mm-hmm. Jazz Festival this year is recognizing one particular person. Who is that person?
Mm-hmm.
223-5162 if you want those two tickets. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that was somebody else that needed our number that we owe money to or something, you know. It's so the Jazz Festival this year is honoring one person. Who is that person? And just give Yaz a call, 223-5162, for those tickets for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what we'll do, Yaz, we'll play a piece of music while all those people phone in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody phoning in now. Las Vegas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they've got a new single out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa sent us a copy of that, so we'll play that.
Estoy haciendo
Oh, there we go. Yes, that's the first time I've heard it, and I like it. That's Las Vegas and Algunas Veces. And the time. Okay.
So nice, as always.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A bit boppy.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a bit of a bop, weren't we? Nice. Congratulations to Francisco Harrison.
Yes, congratulations.
He's won those two tickets to go to the show tomorrow night at the mm-hmm. Ateneo. And the answer, by the way, is that the Jazz Festival this year is honoring
mm-hmm.
Billy Cobham,
mm-hmm.
who was our guest. And because he is from Panama, he was born in Panama,
mm-hmm.
although he lived up in New York most of his life. He went up there when he was about 3 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
But they're honoring because, I mean, I saw him yesterday and we had him here in the studio. If I'm anything like that at 80,
mm-hmm.
wow. I mean, you wouldn't, I'd never have guessed he was 80.
No.
No.
Exactly.
There's some people I know, they're younger than me, and I think they're 80. So Francisco Harrison won those. And I said to Yasmin, I wonder if he's a relative of George. Who? Who? I said, do you remember the Beatles? Who?
But let me tell you, tomorrow that concert is going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready for dance because Cuban music, and I remember Tanmi Lopez, she was here before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess she's been here like twice or uh-huh, three uh-huh. times before with the, do you remember the world music concerts?
Oh, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She came once yeah. and I saw her and she was awesome. Everybody were dancing. It was very, very nice concert. So tomorrow is going to be very good. Yeah,
yeah, so... don't wear anything too tight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, congratulations to Francisco
mm-hmm.
Harrison. Got those two tickets to say honoring the Jazz Festival this year is honoring Billy Cobham.
Mm-hmm.
And right, let's go back to it. We're going to keep chatting with Yaz after the news. See if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll chat a bit more about, well, anything that comes to mind, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like having a nap or... All right, guys, back with you in a minute.
Okay.
Linda, there we are. Take us up the top of the hour, expose, or just expose, depends how you want to pronounce it, and let me be the one. Time for us to this. If you missed the news at 8, well, just hang on a few seconds, and we're going to do it again, the news at 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, Jerry, we the G. And now we the J. If it's Jerry, we the G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. They'll say he's better than coffee, but I tell it to my double espresso. My toast says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
lost in love and it's your first mistake.
Sunburn, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Bring us in to the last hour musically on this morning's breakfast show. Started off with Annie Lennox and Why, and followed on there with Gordon Lightfoot. Yes, oh, he's creeping around, he is. Gordon Lightfoot and Sundown. We'll just make our way 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And yes, what have you got planned for today? What are you going to be doing?
Today we got an invitation, remember, to go to an event of Cervecería Nacional.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's tonight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, I can't go.
You said you are busy.
I am. Yes, I actually am, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've got a meeting tonight, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But this is Cerveza Nacional.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them I said hi and thank you.
Of course, yes, mm-hmm. I will.
Yeah.
So I'll be there tonight.
Well, don't drive.
And I'll tell you more tomorrow.
If you make it, yes. Oh, that'll be nice. Enjoy mm-hmm. that. Where are they having the event?
It's here at Miramar.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that would have been convenient for me as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I could have even walked home if necessary.
Yeah, yeah. You can go walking and everything.
Yes. I wouldn't walk there because it would be all too hot and sticky. And I'd need a beer as soon as I arrived.
Yes.
So that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that. We'll hear all about that tomorrow then.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I was looking at my list I got from here. Not too much in the way of people born on this day of music, but you managed to find a couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course.
Who was your first one?
Let me tell you. The first one, it's going to be Edward Vivens.
Uh-huh.
Singer with the American R&B vocal group The Manhattans. They have the 1976 US number 1 and UK number 4 single Kiss and Say Goodbye, and the 1980 hit Shining Star, which won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance. 16 of their songs have reached the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, that's quite something, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, the one I got here is Kiss and Say Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, yes.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. You, I can lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is the thing to do. It's gonna hurt me.
Go, that's a nice track, that one. Mm-hmm. We have played that before, you remember?
Oh, yes, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kiss and say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Not yet.
Right, not yet, okay. And let me see, what am I going to be doing today? Well, I've got my meeting tonight, and I'll be preparing for that. I've got some paperwork to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing that.
Oh, okay.
That's it, yes. Mm-hmm. And getting ready for tomorrow's show as well.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And now, we've got another one. Mm-hmm. Born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm.
I know the words to this song.
Oh, yes.
You do?
The
yes,
next
I do.
One is John Marie Johnson from American pop music girl group The Dixie Cups. Best known for a string of hits including their 1964 million-selling record Chapel of Love, People Say, and Aiko Aiko.
Oh, yeah, I remember both. I remember Aiko Aiko. I haven't played that one. But this one,
oh.
Going to the chapel and where...
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We are really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel. Thank you.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hen now, hen now, hen now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, aiko, ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hen now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hen now, hen now, hen now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. See that guy all dressed in green. Aiko, aiko, ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finane. Talking about him now, him now, him now, him now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Talking about him now, him now, him now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane. Giacomo Finane. Giacomo Finane.
And there we go. Yes, two for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bit of Aiko, right? Kyle. Hear the old drumstick. Tink, 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 tink.
I never heard the last one.
No, I heard that one before.
No.
Yeah. So it's been just sounding like two drumsticks knocking together all mm-hmm. the way through it.
Yeah.
Wonder if that was Billy. Wonder if he did that one. I don't think so. right then. Well, I tell you what. One thing I think, because yesterday when I was talking with Antonio... at Salato, we were talking about music, favourite music, whatever, and we happened to be talking also about covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that one of the best covers that I've ever heard, I mean, is the one by Disturbed of Sound of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rummaging through my music last night, and believe it or not, I came up with another cover of Sound of Silence, which is, it's different. It's mm-hmm. it's got a sort of large, sort of powerful backing to it, mm-hmm. almost like an orchestral backing. So I thought we'd give that a spin this morning and see what people think. It's a little, it doesn't have the kind of the one that was done by Disturbed doesn't have that kind of build up to anger.
Mm-hmm.
The build up is more with the orchestral side of it.
Okay.
Do you want to have a listen?
Okay, of course.
All right then.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the by the flash of a neon light.
What do you think, Yaz?
It's all right.
I love it. I mean, it's completely different.
Yeah, I prefer the other one because it's powerful. You can feel it in your soul.
But the difference with this one is the power comes from the orchestration, mm-hmm. as opposed from the singing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, both have got their merits.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love the orchestration of that. It's very strong, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Love a big orchestra sound.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of good mornings. We got a very good morning from Rowena.
Mm-hmm.
Rowena, of course, Phil. Good morning to you, Rowena and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And good morning. The cover is very good. You see, mm-hmm. she's got good taste. They've all our listeners have got good taste, really. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to us, would they?
Exactly.
Yes, yes. So thank you very much for that, Rowena. But yeah, as I said, they've all got their virtues. But what I love in a cover is something which is different. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned this yesterday when we were chatting. It's no good doing a cover and singing it exactly the same as the person who made it in the first place.
Exactly.
But if you give it something different, which Disturbed have done, mm-hmm. and I was mentioning to Antonio, saying, yes, I bought the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only track I like. I should have just bought the single, really, shouldn't I?
Yes, because his voice is so strong.
Oh, no, it is, without a doubt.
It makes it beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one always gives me goosebumps. But to say, that
exactly.
one, again, it's a completely different type of cover. Mm-hmm. And I like a big orchestra sound. And that's what that one's got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, also, we spoke there to Rowena and Phil. But who else do we talk to at this time of the day, Yasmin?
With Paul.
No.
No, who's that?
Begins with an R as well.
Oh, yes. R and R. Renee.
Yes,
good
Renee.
Morning.
Yes. Yeah, now, okay. This is Renee time, which is always fun.
Yes.
Good morning. Good Monday morning, she says. Boy, did we get slammed with snow over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It snowed nonstop from Friday afternoon until Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
We have over 2 feet of snow.
Oh.
The dog booties were a failure because the snow is way too deep.
Exactly.
They fell off. What, the dogs or the booties? So, have you thought of getting the doggies a wetsuit?
Uh-huh.
You know, so they can go out in the cold and they won't get cold. In a wetsuit, that would do nicely. Yeah. I've got an old water ski wetsuit, if that's any good, you could cut up, and I'm sure you're good with handiwork. You can make wetsuits for the dogs.
Yes, they need different type of food or shoes.
Well, you know, they're not made. They're made for cold pavements. They're not made for 2 foot of snow. So, all right. So to Renee and Mick. Now she does. She says, "Got Rick out the door at 3:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Off to the airport. He has a business trip. Dogs and me on our own until Thursday night."
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, well, I gave her some advice. Mm-hmm. You know, we always like to give good advice on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And says, good morning, Renee. Well, you had better get out there and clear the snow so you can get to the pine needles.
Okay.
Because we know she always likes to brush up the pine needles. Well, the pine needles now are covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move away the snow, then you can brush up the pine needles.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'd be very cold as well.
Yeah.
Yes. So there we go. We've got Rowena and Phil this morning, and Renee and Rick.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot of R's in there, aren't there?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, you guys take care. It's lovely to hear from you. As always, of course, Rowena's in Mexico at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so she's probably there having a tequila first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get you going.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, isn't it? Right. Well, look, you have a great day, yes?
Thank you very much.
And enjoy yourself tonight. If you're going to drink beer, don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to take your car, just collect the beer and bring it in tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yep. All right, yes, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too, bye.
Okay, take care for now. the weekend and save your tears. And tell you what, looking at the time, we've got about 5 minutes to go before we reach the end of this morning's program. By the way, don't forget you can always join in with us here on The Breakfast Show. Just use our WhatsApp number, and that pops up in the on the screen here in front of us in the studio. That's 677-188-22. 677-188-22.
Every day.
It's called The Love of a Lifetime, and it comes from Firehouse. And, well, that has just about brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. We'll be back with you, of course, same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. So let's say our thank yous for today. Big thank you to Ingrid for checking in with us with our everyday story of country folk out there in the hills of El Valle. How lovely. So thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin, as always, here in the Breakfast Show studio for doing our, well, a couple of people born on this day music. She found those this morning. And we had the Dixie Cups and we had the Manhattans. And also a big thank you to our co-producer, Neil Danby, who's over here in Panama right now, getting a little bit of sunshine. When you see all that snow that Renee and Rick are getting, and no doubt Rowena's probably getting some as well. When you see all that snow, don't worry, we're fine. We're here in the sunshine. A little bit hazy this morning, which is quite nice. It probably won't feel quite so hot. Yeah, do look after yourselves over there in the snow. And Renee sent me a picture of one of the dogs with one, just with one snow booty on. And you can just see the poor, she looks so sad. Oh, my gosh, only one? Don't worry, she's got some more for you. So big thanks to them for chatting with us this morning. Big thanks to Neil, as I say, our co-producer here on The Breakfast Show. And also not forgetting the boys and girls at Group of Garda, especially with Isaac, who switches us over at first thing in the morning and is about to switch us off again in just a few seconds. So thank you to them. But as always, a big thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, as I said, 89.3 Cool FM. And really just reminds me to say that please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of this morning, please, or not just this morning, the whole day, please, please, please do it carefully, because what do we say? Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.